Hello again, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here with my good friend Ray. Say hello, Ray.
Hello.
I always force him to say hello, don't I? I don't want to talk. No. So, we set off from Warncliffe Side earlier on in South Yorkshire for the reason that we've come for a walk down memory lane in an area that is very familiar from our childhood. So we walked from the Blue Ball pub at Warncliffe Side over to the chain of reservoirs in the Eudon Valley, and now we're up on the moors and we're walking at the side of a plantation called the Whiteley Moor Plantation. And if I look over to the west now, I can see the moors surrounding the upper Derwent Valley, so I can see Derwent Edge basically, or the back end of Derwent Edge. I can see Margery Hill, and I can see Back Tor, and right in the distance there, thanks to the framing of the Strines Reservoir, the valley there, I can see Wynne Hill, my old friend Wynne Hill, that sits at the edge of the Hope Valley and rises majestically in between Bamford and Hope. Thankfully, there's a bit of a breeze now. Hopefully, for the Audio Boo listeners, it isn't deafening you, the wind noise. But as we walked out of the valley there, there was some bracken, some fern. How high was it? Was it about 10 foot high at one point?
Probably.
Literally was 10 foot high. And Big Rick, if you're listening, ticks. Oh, I'm always paranoid now about ticks. I did a boo the other day after Ray and I camped up on Bamford Edge, but I didn't post that one for some reason. But I was talking about ticks, and I am quite paranoid about them now. Obviously, no one wants Lyme's disease, but it's not something I've worried about. Obviously, when you're a kid, you don't worry about it at all, but it's only over these last few years that I've begun to be concerned about them. And I've never actually seen one. I've had no reason to be concerned, but I know Phil, Daylight Gambler, he was talking about ticks and his dog getting ticks. And I know Big Rick, all one word here on the Audio Boo, he was talking about having a tick. And while he was actually talking about ticks, he got a tick. So I'm quite paranoid now. But that to one side, that doesn't matter. We're having a great day here in the, wait for it, glorious Peak District. I have to use that word because we are in the Peak District now. And now we're on top of the moors. The breeze has got up a little bit now, and thankfully it's a lot cooler because it was muggy down in the valley there, down in the Eudon Valley, in the forests. It's really, really humid. So it did rain a little bit this morning back in Derbyshire, and it looks like it has a little bit here. I know over the weekend we're due to get some storms, a lot of rain and possibly a few storms, so that should get rid of the humidity a little bit. Right, so we're heading now down to another place that I've not been for a very long while, called Bradfield. And a lot of these places I used to just tour on the bike. Right, which way are we going now? We've come down to a road. So let's just have a look. And we are going straight over, right? Yeah. God, that's about 20 foot high, this stile. Whoops. I'm going to try and navigate this whilst still recording. Right, we're on the way down, on the way down. On the way down, down. Right, so what's this moor called? I'm not quite sure. I haven't got the ultra-detailed mapping on this one. I've only got the semi-detailed ordnance survey mapping. So I'll keep walking. What was I saying? Yeah, obviously, because I grew up, or lived, for, didn't necessarily grow up, but I lived for around about a year and a half in this area. My friends and I, at the time, used to be out on the bikes all the time, So I know a lot of the footpaths and roads around here, but this one that we've just come across on the moors, I'm not overly sure about. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to zoom out a little bit on ViewRanger, because off to the north I can see the TV tower. Can you see it over there, Ray?
Yeah.
Whereabouts are we? We'll look due north and see if I can find it on the map. It's not going to be that one. See, I'm out of my range now on my mapping. But there's a huge TV tower, and I'll try and put it in the description if I remember. I first went to this tower in 2001 when there was a geocache there. Okay, so we're going to continue walking on now, and hopefully the next boo will be from inside the pub. Hopefully, if it's open. It was open when we set off, or at least it looks like it was anyway. Okay. Alright, so I'm just climbing back up a small rise now, and I can see Wynn Hill. I can see the wheelstones and the cakes of bread. Have a quick Google search for those. They're not crazy names, although they do sound crazy names. Wheelstones and the cakes of bread on Derwent Edge. Right, so from the moors in South Yorkshire Peak District, I'll say bye for now. Welcome back. So we've finished the walk now, and we're back down at the pub, the Blue Ball. Just waving goodbye to Ray. Ray's going off to his girlfriend's place at Barnsley now, and I'm going to head back down to glorious Derbyshire. So we've just been for a meal and a quick drink at the Blue Ball, and being here brings back so many memories. As I walked into the pub and looked down at the carpet, which is probably the same one, or it looks like the same one 18 years on, probably isn't, but it reminds me of playing with my remote control car on the carpet on Christmas Day. And also out the back there at the kitchen, which is now a smoking area. I remember in winter when we had the remote control cars, we put loads of water down so it was really icy, but obviously didn't think of the consequences that would make it really slippy for other people walking around there, because that was like the back door to the kitchen as well. And where we were sitting, or where we were sat, was right below the bedroom that I used to share with my brother. And it does bring back some great memories, really. One bad memory that I remember, there was a barn attached to the side of the pub, which I think it was just used for storage, really. And Mum had a motorbike, a Suzuki 650 Savage, like a Harley Davidson style bike, and it was in the garage. And we had a bouncy castle as well, and it was like rolled up and put in front of the bike. And I remember one night coming out around about 8 o'clock at night in winter to see one of the local guys pulling this bouncy castle out of the way to try and get to Mum's motorbike. What a pain. So I ran in and then they were chased off. We are near Sheffield though, aren't we? I also remember as well, this is quite a harrowing story, probably one of the worst that I can remember. If I look back up towards the corner of Warncliffe Avenue, I remember being sat there with my friends, just relaxing, chilling out, hanging out, whatever you want to call it. And we would have been about 12, 13 at the time. And a car pulled up with a load of guys in. These guys jumped out, walked over to us and said, "Give me your hat now." My mate had got a Yankees cap on and I got my beloved Donington racetrack hat on. And I said, "No." So he pulled a knife out and held it against my throat. Needless to say, I gave him the hat. So that's a memory that I'll never forget. A guy that looked around about mid-20s holding a knife against a 13-year-old guy's throat. Kid. 13-year-old kid. I don't know. The memories that you remember. Oh well. Anyway, that's my 10 minutes up, folks. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.